around. They're fine.
I'm standing in a field, and it's actually, the weather's not bad at all, considering, because it must be quite a challenge. I'm standing with William Sitwell, who is from Waitrose Illustrated magazine, and Aldo Zilli, who is a very famous Italian chef. William, tell me, where, the horticultural show, what's the actual name of the show we're at?
Okay, it's a good question, because it is a very difficult name. It's the Weston and Weedon Horticultural Society's annual show, okay? And we're here, as you say, in a field between Lower Sweden and Weston. These two villages are really part of the same village. And for years, this is now the 71st year that the village has put on a show. And each year, we get a celebrity, a famous person from any walk of life, to come and open it. We've had Derek Nemmer in the past, we've had Dame Edna Everidge, we had the guy who used to play Dixon of Dock Green, and this year we've got Aldo, which is a great honour for us. But what's wonderful is it's about local produce, it's about all the people, all the villagers who work tirelessly to produce fantastic local produce. And you know, we're just lucky to see it. I mean, Aldo will tell you in a minute, we were judging some of the stuff this morning. The carrots, I've never seen carrots like it. And you missed his speech a second ago, but he talked about the carrots. But I promise you, seeing is believing.
These fruits and vegetables are from all across Northamptonshire. And are they from just this village, or are they from surrounding villages?
It's this village. We've got a little allotment in Lower Sweden, and a lot of the guys spend all of their spare time growing the produce. But they're also growing it for show. So the carrots and the leeks, they grow in pipes, and, you know, it's fiercely fought over. There's a lot of secrets, it's a very secretive business. And, yeah.
Aldo, I bet you couldn't wait to get your hands on them. Did you want to cook with those vegetables?
Well, they're so big. And I'm just quite... Not shocked, but I'm impressed the way that people spend all this time growing these great vegetables and bring it to this show here to show their work. You know, it's like a craftsmanship. It's like any job. It's like my job. You know, I cook something and I want to show it and I want to serve it to my customers. I create something. I create something new every day. I create food. I create dishes. I create seasonal food. These people create their own little bit. There's jams in there, there's chutneys in there, there's vegetables in there, there's flowers in there. And everyone has put their stamp on it, if you like. And I think that's an amazing thing for a little show like this in the middle of the country. And I think that every little village should have this.
I think Northamptonshire is quite well known for having lots of village fetes and things like that. William, this is your sort of area around here. What's the ground like for growing things? I mean, this is your neck of the woods. Is it good ground?
Well, it is like a terroir. It's like, you know, vine growing wine. I mean, for a while I lived in Weston and I couldn't grow carrots there. And I've moved to Plumpton, which is a small hamlet next door, and I can grow the most amazing carrots. So the soil is different. But I think, generally speaking, certainly up at the allotments, if you're trying to grow carrots, potatoes, onions, the soil seems, you know, very, very good. Obviously, you've got to care for it. I mean, I'm quite passionate about making sure that my garden's organic. I use the manure from my wife's horse to fertilise the ground. I don't use any sprays or anything. But it's good ground. This is good, solid English soil. And, you know, we produce, the fruits of our labours are in the tent next door, and it's pretty impressive.
Well, I'm going to go and have a walk round with Aldo and have a look and see what we've got in there, because I'm quite sure there's some absolutely delicious food to be tasted and had a look. And so you said you were judging some, did you get to judge any of the jams or any of the chutneys? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, I judged the jams and chutneys, and we picked a... which one did we pick? I can't remember.
The peach Melba chutney.
Peach Melba chutney.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds amazing.
Peach Melba chutney.
I think we should go in and taste some.
I think it's time to taste. Come on.
Yeah. I'm in the tent now. We caught up with each other on the way up. Yeah. You live in the village.
Yes, I do. I live at Lower Sweden Farm.
And these, in your, you were saying that some of the chaps that have made these jams and chutneys actually, and these amazing vegetables actually practically live on their allotments.
Well, yes, I think it's a very specialised art to grow vegetables this big and so perfect. Of course, the one thing you don't know is whether they taste as good as they look.
Oh, well, these jams and chutneys look amazing. I'm going to go and grab Aldo and see if we can taste them.
I'm just about to start making my chutney next week, jams and chutney, and I intend to sell it at the Christmas fair.
And you do a Christmas fair here as well?
Well, in the village hall, this Jumping Bean, which is the local village market, we have the Christmas show is in the school hall, and I intend as I say, put some chutney out with a little cheese and hope to sell some.
Well, I think this is absolutely amazing. I think these are really inspiring. So I'm going to go and taste some of these with Aldo now.
Yes, good.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you.
As I walked into the tent, the atmosphere is absolutely buzzing. There are people wandering around reading all the labels, looking at what their neighbours and friends have made. And it's really exciting because there are some incredible vegetables here. But I think the bit that I'm drawn to and the bit that I really like, there is a Guinness cake prize here. Lovely spice cake, it says here on the tasting notes. Even coloured, slightly dry, however, a very good try. This one has third prize. And this one is the first prize here. Let's have a look at these notes. It says, lovely even colour. Good distribution of fruit with a nice even spice, delicious flavour and moist. Well done you. And that goes to a chap called Ivor Jones. And that, I have to say, this Guinness cake is absolutely incredible. And over here we've got all of the jams, chutneys and pickles. And I'm going to have to look. The first prize over here, which is the one that William and Aldo were talking to me about, is the peach and melon. And it's been won by a lady called Robin French. I'm assuming Robin French is a lady. It might actually be a man. I'm going to just lift the jar up here. I have to say, it's jewel-like in its quality. It's a beautiful orangey colour. Oh, it smells absolutely divine. It smells really, really sweet. Unfortunately, there isn't a tasting spoon here, so I'm going to have to wait till perhaps later on to get a taste of it. So I was just looking at this chutney here, first prize. I don't know whether Robin is a man or a woman that made this chutney. I have a friend...
I think Robin is a man.
Robin is a man?
Yeah.
And can you tell me, what made you choose this? Because there are so many here. There must be 15 or 20 chutneys here. What made you go for this one?
Because it's it says peach, but it actually is not sweet. It's got a nice texture, and it just gives you a nice clear palate after you eat it. And it's quite different, peach and melon, quite different, very different actually.
Was it a very tough competition?
It was, because as you can see here, there's loads of them. And the next one was the raspberry one, because it's a lovely looking one, and it's still got the little grains inside, and it's really, really good looking and very tasty. And also, it's not very sweet.
This is by Mrs. E. Moulton. So it is actually a very beautiful raspberry jam. It's a beautiful colour, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But everything here is... I'm really impressed the way that the locals have come up trumps here with... but they've been doing this for 71 years, so...
It's going to be good.
This show is good. I knew this show was going to be good, yeah.
And do you... I mean, you still go back to Italy quite often, Aldo. I mean, you're kept close to your roots, but at the same time, you've been in this country, you know, and a sort of, you know, part sort of... You could be an almost honorary Englishman now as well. Have you noticed a big sway towards sort of coming back towards local food and local produce in those years? Because you've been here a long time.
Yeah, I mean, English produce, when I first came here... I don't think that people used to cook local food, used to cook ingredients in season. I think the more, in the last 10 years now, wherever you go in Great Britain, it's all about farmers markets, local food, local produce, local growers. And we in London, in the restaurant business, we want to buy from those people. And that's why I'm interested in going to these places, because to see what can be bought and how can we get this to serve this to our customers. Because to be fair, you know, England has regions, England has seasons, England has fantastic produce, so why not use it?
Fantastic. Thank you.
No pleasure.